Good evening. My name's Paul. I'm a disciple, a thankful believer, and I'm making progress over anger in relationships, and I'd like to welcome you this evening.
Hi, Paul.
Let's open with a prayer. Lord, we come to you simply because we need you. We found you. We also found that you're the answers that we need. Tonight, Lord, we pray that we can rejoice, giving you gratitude over some of those answers. To our Father's glory, in Jesus' name, amen. This is lesson 22 called Gratitude. If this is your first time here tonight, please understand that this is lesson 22 of 25 steps. And so much has already been covered and accomplished that this lesson, if taken by itself, might seem confusing. If you have any questions about this or any other step, please talk to anyone with a lanyard or a thing like this. They will be happy to answer your questions. Let's read Principle 7. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. And let's read step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Tonight we're going to focus our attention outward rather than inward. We have taken many steps on our road to recovery. Our first step was to admit that we were and are powerless. Our second step led us to choose, once and for all, a power by which to live. We took our third and most important step when we chose to turn our lives and will over to the only true high power, Jesus Christ. John 15:5b quotes Jesus as saying, Apart from me, you can do nothing. When we invite Jesus into our life, a spirit is born in us. Some prefer to believe a spirit is resuscitated. Either way, we have a baby spirit on our hands, and we feed that baby spirit through prayer, Bible study, meditation, fellowship, and giving Jesus time to work in our life. As our spirit grows, we start to see more clearly how our recovery is progressing and how God is guiding us in that recovery. Let's take a quick look at those five steps. First is prayer. Our prayer life grows as our spirit grows. When we first asked Jesus into our life, it was all we could do to believe for our own salvation. We are praying now for so much more, and it just seems so natural to do so. Every day, as part of my morning offering, I pray for a revival in two countries on my, what they call, a 1040 window list. For example, today, the two countries are Turkey and North Korea. The 1040 window is a band between 10 degrees north and 40 degrees north of the equator and extends from Western Africa to Eastern Asia. This region includes the majority of all Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists in the world. Second is Bible study. If you're new to Scripture, I recommend that you read John, Acts, and Romans first. Pray that the Holy Spirit will open the Scriptures to you. John 15:7 shows that Jesus' words can remain in us, and that's where Jesus says, "Remain in me, and my words will remain in you." If you have only 5 or 10 minutes for Bible study, then do it. You don't have to commit to a chapter a day. Just do whatever you can do, but make sure you do it daily. Third is meditation, and I'll come back to this in a minute. Fourth is fellowship. 1 Corinthians 2:14 states that someone in the world cannot understand someone in the spirit, and that is so true. I didn't get saved until I was 32. Prior to that, I did not understand what Christians were telling me about needing Jesus. Now, though, because of the indwelling Holy Spirit, it makes perfect sense. Bottom line is we need each other. I need these Wednesday night meetings. All you people here want to be here, and I want to pursue recovery and spirit growth. That encourages me, because that's what I want to do too. The praise band here is also a huge plus. I love them. And I'm thankful for this. Fifth is giving Jesus time to work in our lives. Recovery and growth do take time as we give Jesus the time necessary to work in our lives. Now back to meditation. This is part of my morning offering that is tied to prayer and Bible study. Yes, I meditate over what I just read in Scripture, but I also meditate over how our Lord is blessing me in my life and that results in fostering an attitude of gratitude. And that's what this lesson's about. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. This didn't come naturally, but in time I got the hang of it, both meditation and being grateful. As a suggestion, we can look at the four areas in our handout for what we can be thankful for. Keep in mind, though, that we can be grateful for anything. Seriously, it's not limited to these four groups. My house, for example. I was living in Miami, and my wife and I were considering moving back here to Tualatin because most of her family's sort of kind of in this area, and my family's all up and down the East Coast. So we're looking on the laptop for real estate. We're going to buy a house by computer. We're praying about this, though. Okay? So we did find a house, and she had a friend here who she trusted, and he did the walkthrough for us. We're not a flying out here just for a walkthrough in case the thing bombs. You know, why waste a round trip plus the time? And the only question we asked him is, can you see us here in this house? And after he did the walkthrough for us, he says, yeah, I can see you in this house. Okay, fine. So we fly out here. And yes, there was a video of the walkthrough in the house, and it sort of kind of gives you an idea about what you're getting involved in. But it's not like the real thing. This house is 1,900 square feet, seamless carpet throughout the whole house, with the exception of where the doors, those hallways are bare and should be. Things got 8 wraparound windows in a living room and dining room, 2 picture windows facing the west capturing God's glorious setting sun, the deck on the east side, we have our own private sunrise and moonrise, plus a huge stand of gorgeous mature pine trees. We've got our own forest, and it's secluded. My wife likes to feed birds, and we got birds flying all over the place. And this is all stuff we couldn't have gathered simply by looking at the computer. And not only that, we got a carport they can put 3.5 cars underneath. So if it's raining, we can put 3.5 drivers that don't get wet getting out of their car. Plus, we found out, the house is only 2 miles from everything. Seriously, 4 major food stores, bargain gas station, Social Security, post office, big time hardware store. You can get a bag of nails and a horse dewormer if you want. And I could go on and on and on, but the point here is we are just so grateful. We have an attitude of gratitude about how the Lord has blessed us and guided us in this decision. And I continue personally, not every day, but frequently, I will go through that whole list that I just gave you, and there's more to it, trust me. Simply because I need to remind myself the Lord blesses us. He really does. Going back to the first area, and this is on your handout, be thankful to your first fill-in is God. What can I be thankful to God for? Well, first is my being saved. John 15, 16a states that Jesus is saying, you did not choose me. I chose you, and I chose you to bear fruit that will remain. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 15, is a salvation parable. In this parable, Jesus is the farmer, and the farmer decides to go into town morning, noon, evening, and night. And as he's doing so, he's hiring people to work in his field. The parable, of course, is he's calling people to salvation and to bear that fruit that we were talking about in John 15, 16. In this parable, even at the last trip, people are hired to work in the field, and it's dark and they can't work in the field. I can't prove it, but I'm convinced that Jesus can call people on their deathbed. Why? Because Jesus says, I have the right to do what I want with my own money. He's saying, I can save who I want, how I want, when I want, where I want, and why I want, and I don't owe an answer to anybody about that, which makes salvation all the more precious to me. Well, I am called by God, for God, and guess what? So are you. My family is saved. My mother, who's gone to be with the Lord, I led her to the Lord. Both my sisters are saved. One has gone to be with the Lord. Their kids are saved. My wife is saved. My daughter is saved. I mean, that's prosperity, folks. That's really peace of mind and heart. I can be really gratitude, really thankful, and have an attitude of gratitude about that, because I know that he calls us to salvation, and he didn't have to. A good scripture for this is 1 Peter 7. Cast all your cares on him. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. When you're asking him into your life, that's exactly what you're doing. Of course, I can tell you that when I did that at 32, I didn't know I was doing that. I had to learn that. And he put me to work. I do prison ministry. I go inside every Thursday night. I go inside with a man named Keith. In 2015, he was a quadriplegic. Doctors told him if he recovered, that at best he would be using a wheelchair. Every Thursday night, I walk down a long corridor at the county jail with Keith, who walks right along next to me, carrying a guitar, and he plays and he sings. Jesus heals and delivers. And I'm totally grateful and thankful that I have the privilege of serving with him. A good scripture for this is Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Another area to look at is others. That's your second fill in. Be thankful for others. These would be the people who have led me to Jesus and helped me in my recovery and spirit growth. Again, these Wednesday night meetings minister to me. You minister to me just by being here. Those with whom I've done steps also share a reason to be. I also have a reason to be thankful. They're my prayer partners, and I can contact them anytime I have a need for prayer or encouragement. I'm thankful for my sponsor. If I need to contact him for guidance or encouragement, I can do so freely, because he knows where I am at spiritually, and I can count on his wisdom because he has done recovery and steps also. A good scripture for this is Colossians 3, 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. A third area for consideration is the recovery. That's the third fill-in. This is huge. Spiritual truths are spiritually discerned, and the Spirit within me can show me what I have been delivered from and where I have grown. I was addicted to depression from the age of 12 to the age of 32. And when I asked Jesus into my life, that was when I asked Christ into my life. The ironic part of being delivered from depression was that it was gradual. And maybe a couple of years later, I became aware of the fact that Jesus is changing my life, including delivering me from depression. You know, I don't doubt one bit when people talk about being delivered from stuff. They instantly know they're being delivered, and that, you know, the bluebirds of paradise come winging overhead or whatever. That's worked for them. For me, it was just a very gradual thing. And I'm just thankful that it worked. Fast forward to celebrate recovery many years later, and I can see growth in areas like relationship and anger. A good scripture for this is Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The last group on the fill-in is be thankful for your church. And that's another area to be grateful. Rolling Hills Church strongly supports Celebrate Recovery, and I find that personally satisfying. I've been to other churches that struggle with ministries other than their own, and those situations are discouraging. I'm also grateful that I can help this church in a small way. I also know that I can recommend this church to anyone looking for a place to find Jesus and how to grow in him. A good scripture for this is Hebrews 10:23 through 25. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Keep your gratitude list where you can see it daily, and add to it as led by the Holy Spirit. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, help me to set aside all the hassles and noise of the world to focus and listen just to you for the next few minutes. Please help me to get to know you better. Help me to better understand your plan and your purpose for my life. Father, help me to live within today, seeking your will and living this day as you would have me. It is my prayer to have others see me as yours, not just in my words, but more importantly, in my actions. Thank you for your love, your grace, your perfect forgiveness. Thank you for all those you've placed in my life, for my program, my recovery, and my church family. Your will be done, not mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a few minutes now and look at the back of our sheet. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you on what you want to put down in areas that you can be grateful for. And I would suggest that you put down immediately what the Holy Spirit gives you. Don't try to edit it. And you don't have to make a full sentence either. Just put it, whatever comment it is, and then go on to the next part. And Paul will come up and close in a few minutes. Thank you.